I think it's a significant development. I think it's important to learn from the way other nations deal with problems that are similar to ours. We are currently a pariah state, mostly, you know, with regards to the West. And I think there are problems. Yes, there are problems, but they are not a problem that cannot be solved. And I think Cuba shows us that even after so many years, decades and decades, it's still possible to find a solution. And I think that there's a bright future for Cuba. And I think people like us in Zimbabwe should also take lessons from that to see that it's possible to resolve challenges and move forward.
But what can Zimbabwe do to be in such a position like where we find Cuba today? Can Zimbabwe really re-engage with other Western countries like the U.S.? And can we see a president from the U.S. visiting Zimbabwe?
It's not impossible. The principle that they refer to in international relations all the time is that international relations are about permanent interests. There's no permanent friendship. So it's not about friendship. It's about realigning our interests and ensuring that our interests are covered. Zimbabwe has its challenges with the U.S., has its challenges with other countries in the West. And the source of the problems, they need to be dealt with. You know, issues about the way in which we have done things. It is not to say that Zimbabwe takes 100% of the blame. I think there are also challenges, things that the West has to look at. But there has to be a point at which, you know, both parties will stop, you know, demonizing each other, and they'll try and find a solution. But that solution has to be grounded on developments within Zimbabwe itself. You know, our system, democracy, human rights, and all sorts of things, these are critical things. These are not just to please the Americans or the British or anyone, but it's for the good of our own people. So it's not impossible that there will be change, and I'm sure there will be change at some point.